This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton was held last night. A large segment was about racial healing in the U.S. Both candidates have been pursuing African-American and Latino votes. Joining us to talk about that are Linda Lee Tarver. She's co-chair of the Trump-Pence Michigan African-American Advisory Committee, and a member of Congress, Brenda Lawrence, a Democrat who supports Clinton. First, let's hear some of what Mr. Trump said about his concerns.
Law and order. And we need law and order. If we don't have it, we're not going to have a country. And when I look at what's going on in Charlotte, a city I love, a city where I have investments, when I look at what's going on throughout various parts of our country, whether it's, I mean, I can just keep naming them all day long. We need law and order in our country. And I just got today the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police. We just came in. We have endorsements from, I think, almost every police group, a large percentage of them in the United States. We have a situation where we have our inner cities, African-Americans, Hispanics, are living in hell because it's so dangerous.
Ms. Tarver, are African-American voters asking for a law and order president?
I believe African-American voters or individuals or citizens of this country, and particularly here in Michigan, are looking for law and order in their neighborhoods. That is what is necessary here. I've shared several times before that I've had three family members murdered, one in Lansing, Michigan, one in Chicago, and one in Atlanta, and their lives matter. And we do need law and order. We do. I think the political approach is one thing, but I think the common sense approach that Mr. Trump is putting forth is law and order, and that is what is needed. We need rule of law. We need to make sure that we are able to report things that are occurring and being able to keep our neighborhood safe. So I think that's what he was addressing, and I'm quite proud of the approach that he's taken and quite proud that the FOP decided to endorse him.
Congresswoman Lawrence, are your constituents and people of color living in Michigan's urban areas living in hell because it's so dangerous, as Mr. Trump said?
I would not use the word living in hell. I will say clearly, with gun violence and the number of deaths as a result of gun violence, we clearly have concerns about communities throughout Michigan. However, I will tell you that the contrast between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump last night was so clear. Hillary Clinton understands systemic racism has played a major part in race issues in America. If you educate a child, putting resources into education is extremely important. To take away that profit of imprisoning someone and to make sure that we are doing more than just locking people up, law and order, as I heard it from Donald Trump, so we need more police. Well, you know, when you have police in a community, are they trained? Are these police fulfilling a pattern of systemic racism that says that if an African American is stopped, and we've seen this on those videos all over the country, they are immediately shot? Where if you have someone who's not an African American or not Latino or a minority, then there is this step-by-step de-escalation of the situation. There's a lot that's on the table here. You can't go in and say that because I'm African American, I'm living in hell. So I want a president, and I can tell you the African American wants a president that understands I need jobs. I need education. And if I have a job and I have education, then I have the ability to have a quality of life that reduces the amount of criminal activity.
Let's hear some of what Secretary Clinton said last night. She criticized Mr. Trump for being too harsh in describing the lives of African Americans and not recognizing the good things in the black community, the black church. And then she went on to describe the systemic racism in the justice system that you mentioned just a second ago.
Too many young African American and Latino men ended up in jail for nonviolent offenses. And it's just a fact that if you're a young African-American man and you do the same thing as a young white man, you are more likely to be arrested, charged, convicted, and incarcerated. So we've got to address the systemic racism in our criminal justice system. We cannot just say law and order. We have to say we have to come forward with a plan that is going to divert people from the criminal justice system, deal with mandatory minimum sentences, which have put too many people away for too long for doing too little.
Congresswoman Lawrence, how do you think that statement was received by black voters in Michigan?
The African-American community, we are American citizens just like everyone else here. If we get an education, if we get the opportunity to have a job, we will clearly be able to have a quality of life, get the opportunities that this United States of America promised. But when you have for-profit prisons taking the testing scores of third graders to predict how many prisons they need to build to house them, because if a child is not performing in the third grade, the likelihood of them continuing on, graduating from high school, becoming an employed American is reduced. We've got to stop that in America. George Bush said that a country who does not accept their history and understand and embrace it so that you can get better is a country that is not going to be strong and not going to be a leader. And we have to accept the reality here. Don't walk around with blindfolds on and labeling me because I'm African-American. Understand that systemic racism in America is real, and let's get about the business of removing those barriers so that all of us in America can achieve. And for the record, every African-American in inner city is not living in hell.
Ms. Tarver, Mr. Trump says he has a very good relationship with the African-American community, but recent polls show only about 3% of black voters intend to vote for him. How do you account for that contradiction?
Well, there's a poll that shows in California that it's 20% in double digits in Michigan. But I wanted to address, since this is supposed to be a balanced interview, I want to address some of the issues that were brought up, particularly for the candidate that I plan on supporting. The issue that we definitely agree on is there was a stark contrast with Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton. And the contrast is that in terms of the third grade reading level, yes, the third grade reading level is a challenge. But in Michigan, here in Michigan, the Democrats on the State Board of Education would not require that children read by third grade. The third grade reading level and education is important in the inner cities, but in communities where I live, in the African-American communities, our schools are substandard and subpar. We do need quality education. When it comes to the streets, my husband's three nephews were murdered in Detroit. There is a hell going on in Detroit. People should not live in those conditions. People should be able to freely go and walk and be able to have buses run on time and street lights on in the city of Detroit. So yes, I lived in Detroit too. I had to live a certain way that I can't live anywhere else. There were certain protections that I had to take, certain roads I didn't go down, certain times of night, certain places that I couldn't frequent. That's not the freedom that we enjoy under our Constitution. So Mr. Trump was talking about the freedoms and liberty. He talks about school choice for parents to be able to go and send your child out of a failing school district into a school district that provides, or a school that provides, the quality of education so you can get up out of the situations that you live in. Quality of education, Condoleezza Rice said that the education is a new civil rights of our day. That is what is required here for us. In respect to law enforcement, rule of law, and accountability and criminal justice system, President Clinton didn't do anything for that matter for 30 years. Hillary Clinton didn't do anything about the inequities in the criminal justice system. We have inequities when it comes to abortion here in Michigan. We're not talking about the lives of the 12% of the population making up 51% of the abortions here. Those lives matter too. Black babies' lives matter. We're going to be under the endangered species list if we do not stop the trend for black babies being aborted here in Michigan.
We're running out of time here, and I want to give each of you just about 30 seconds to tell me your lasting impressions of last night's debate, particularly on this racial healing section of the debate. And so we'll start with you, Congressman Lawrence. Tell us what your lasting impressions were.
First of all, someone can't count. Hillary Clinton has not been in office for 30 years. The other thing is that we must understand that in America, if we do not understand the systemic racism that exists in our community, and when you try to label and say it's the Democrats that's responsible, clearly in Detroit public schools, where the Republican state house and the Republican governor has been directly responsible for the outcomes of education in the city of Detroit, it is not a Democratic issue. This is about leadership. It's not Democrat or Republican. It's about a leader that understands that we in America, whether we black, white, Hispanic, immigrant, or white America, we all deserve the same rights and same consideration to climb the American ladder. And Hillary Clinton understands that.
Ms. Tarver, last thoughts on lasting impressions of the debate last night. 30 seconds, please.
I think there's a stark contrast between a person of change, Mr. Trump, who's a change agent for us, black folks, white folks, every folks in the country is looking at it as a change. They're crying for a change. They need something more than the status quo and a traditional politician who is scripted. We need a better change, and black folks in my community understand that. They clearly heard the difference yesterday, and I believe that they will clearly show you the difference on November 8th when Donald Trump wins Michigan.
Linda Lee Tarver is co-chair of the Trump-Pence Michigan African American Advisory Committee, and Brenda Lawrence is a Democratic member of Congress serving Michigan's 14th district. Thank you both for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.